Yeshaya Perek Mem Pasach Chavav Le'ilin Nishma Asavi Mori Pesach David Ben Avram Nota, concluding the great and amazing and comforting Haftorah of Nachamu Nachamu Ami, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the secrets to eternity, and the secret to eternity is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and faith, and understanding that in the end, all others will fall, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remain standing. And the sooner we come to grips with that, the better it's going to be for us. Because otherwise we're just fooling ourselves for an extended period of time for no purpose. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the previous pasuk, in Chaf Hei, Val Misa Dam Yuni Ve'eshveh, who can you compare me to? Who can you compare to me? Chavavs Umarom Einechem Umivara Eile. Lift your eyes up to the heavens and see who created all of these. Eile, who created this, who created these, who created existence, who created in heaven the multitudes of the starry sky, Rav Hirsch says in a beautiful phrase. Hamotzi b'mispar tzva'am, he who leads forth their hosts by their huge numbers, the stars, the universes, the Milky Way, the galaxies, like soldiers, each in their assigned post that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed them in. L'chulam b'shem yikra, who gives a name to each one. We like to take credit for naming stars. Every holiday season in December, they try to sell you on naming a star after somebody. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who called their name, who created them in their shape, who set them in their place. Me'rov onim ve'amitz koach, whose power and great might, ishlo ne'edar, leave none out. The unique movement of the galaxy, the great dance of the cosmos, I've heard it described, all set in place by the grand composer, by the great choreographer, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing is left out. The enormous potential and sheer force of energy that God bestows on man enables him to overcome all difficulties. May rov onim ba'amitz koach for each person, let alone for the universe. So it's the universe writ large and the universe writ small all at the same time. Chav Zayin, lama somar Yaakov usedaber Yisrael. Yaakov, why do you say, Yisrael, why do you speak the following? And you say, Nistara darki me Hashem, my path is hidden from God. Over the seemingly endless gullus, we start to lose our faith, we start to worry. Our path is hidden from God. And my judgment has passed on from before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see our suffering? We are the ones who profess belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Me'am Lo'ez. But we complain as if we don't believe. The Berdichever had a lot of patience for people to kvetch and complain. And he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a lot of patience for our endless complaints. We are entering, as I record this, we're moving through Sefer Bamidbar in the laning. Sefer Bamidbar, not a happy Sefer. Not from the stiff-necked people who have a lot to kvetch about. Whether it's the menu, whether it's the travails and travels, whether it's the lack of water and our thirst, whether it's the leadership. We have a lot of fakvetch. My professional life is currently mired in this at the college where I work. And it's fascinating because I am, Baruch Hashem, not in the position of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's not directed against me. But the kvetcherai is endless from the same group of people. I work with the Erev Rav. It's really interesting to watch. But to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see our path, or maybe, perhaps, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see our moral choices, which are sometimes immoral choices. For the most part, almost all the Mefarshim agree that this is a reference to the despair of the Jewish people as the Golus goes on. Chaf Ches, halo yodata im lo shamata. Same phrasing as before. Deya and Shemoa. Before being used for blasphemers, now being used for the people who need and should believe. Halo yodata im lo shamata. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Elokei olam Hashem borei kitzos haaretz. The Lord of the world, God, the creator of the far ends of the earth. I had somebody say to me this morning that in a fascinating translation that he read of the Rambam, I wish I remembered the name of the Rav who had written it, he said he doesn't translate Hashem as God or Lord, he translates it as eternal with a capital E. Because that's really the best descriptive we could use for Hashem is that Hashem is the eternal. Hashem is the no beginning, no end. Borei Ketzos Haaretz, He created the far ends of the earth, where perhaps the Jewish people have been strewn over all of the time. But the word Borei, Rabbi Hirsch says, in the present tense, conveys the idea that God works incessantly at Ketzos Haaretz, the final goal of human development, bringing us to the point where we're ready. Lo yi'afa, lo yi'ga. He does not tire. He does not become weary. Ein cheker l'svunaso. There is no grasping of the great tevuna, of the great wisdom of God. The human mind can't penetrate his insight. We just don't have the capacity to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chavtes, nosein l'yoyev koach. He gives strength to the weary. Ule'ein onim atzma yarbeh. And increases the power of the weak. Lamed v'yi'afu ne'arim v'yi'go'u. Young men become tired and weary. They get weary. Young men do get weary. Wearing the same old dress. Maybe not. Sorry, that's an old Elvis song. Uvacharim koshol yikoshelu. And youths may fall and stumble. So, the mountains may crumble. Gibraltar may tumble. They're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay, said a popular song of the early 1900s. But that's not the point. Our love, perhaps, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here to stay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't become weary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't run out of gas. There's no such thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants strength to the weary, but sometimes young men do become weary. Even the persecuting nations are going to become weary. The ones that are destroying us and trying to get rid of us. Finally, last pasuk, Lamed Aleph, V'kovei Hashem yachalifu choach. Those who trust in God will renew their strength. Yachalifu will turn it over like a new page. Yalu ever kanasharim. They will sprout wings like an eagle. Yarutsu v'lo yigau. They will run without becoming weary. Yelchu v'lo yiyafu. They will march on. They will move on and continue to progress and stride forward and not become exhausted, not become tired. The wings of eagles which carry us high above our adversaries, we are the Kovei Hashem, and we have to always remember that. Don't complain about our suffering in exile. The suffering in exile matured us. The suffering in exile, says the Me'am Loes, helped us continue to grow even through the physical weakness of old age, let alone young age. Because young guys who work out are still eventually going to become old and tired. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone notwithstanding. They look pretty good in their 70s. But the people who nurture their spirit, their soul, their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sprout wings like an eagle and continue to run and march to bring society forward, not just themselves. So a beautiful Haftarah, a beautiful Parsha in Yeshaya of what the future holds. And we're not done, because we still have another 25 Perukim of Nechama, comfort, and beautiful visions of the end of days to come here in Sefer Yeshaya.